I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Incumbent Michelle Lujan Grisham will keep her governor's seat as voters in New Mexico gave her 52% of the vote to challenger Mark Ronchetti's 46. And shortly before 10 p.m. Tuesday, Ronchetti conceded.
And so the reality is, for our campaign, it will likely come to an end tonight without winning. But I will tell you this, do not give up on this state. Do not give up on the promise of what New Mexico can become.
Deanne Kimbrough, the chairperson for the Outreach Republican Party of Lovington, believed the last-minute saturation of anti-abortion ads against Ronchetti is what made the difference.
Hammered home the abortion issue, and I think there's a lot of people that misunderstand that issue and what it really means, and I think that's what did it.
But if there was a silver lining for Republicans in Southeast New Mexico, it was that Lee County Magistrate Judge David Finger won the 5th Judicial District 1 Division seat in Eddy County.
And I worked really hard for it. I knocked on a lot of doors. I went out to a lot of events, met with a lot of people. And, you know, and that still counts for a lot in election and races and in elections. And it turned out.
In the 3 congressional district races, Democrat Melanie Ann Stansberry won District 1. District 3 winner was Democrat Teresa Ledger Fernandez. And in the District 2 congressional race between Gay Vasquez and incumbent Yvette Harrell, that race is still undecided. As for the 3 constitutional amendments and the 3 bond issues, they all passed statewide. And the final numbers for early voting and same-day elections for Southeast New Mexico, Eddy County came in with 47%, Chavez County with 35%, and Lee County with 37% of their voters turned out. Statewide, 51% of voters in New Mexico turned out to vote. For complete votes, log on to the New Mexico Secretary of State's website. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.